The weather of late may be more suited to the Stowe Winter Carnival than the summer passion of baseball. No matter, this week the Red Sox open their home season at Fenway and the Paw Sox take the field at McCoy to mark the real start of spring in these parts. New England's joy in all things old and historic applies to baseball. Not for nothing is the region known as America's Attic. Fans have thronged Fenway for more than a century, and the Red Sox franchise is stronger than ever. Things in Pawtucket aren't so rosy. McCoy Stadium, named after a mayor who was known for his tolerance of the idea that death shouldn't necessarily end a citizen's right to vote, is 8 decades old. It has hosted the Red Sox top minor league club since the 1970s. McCoy Stadium is known among hardball devotees for hosting the longest professional game ever played in 1981. It lasted 33 innings and was chronicled by New York Times journalist Dan Barry in his book Bottom of the 33rd, a love note to minor league baseball, a seen better days city, and the fans who weathered inning after chilly inning. Rivaling that famous marathon is the game now being played at the Statehouse over a deal that would use a taxpayer subsidy to help the Paw Sox build an $83 million new stadium on Pawtucket's downtown riverfront. The latest agreement's been approved by Governor Gina Raimondo and the Rhode Island Senate, but it's been held up in the House. The most influential House member, Speaker Nick Mattiello, a Cranston Democrat, has yet to sign on. That issue is whether taxpayers should chip in to help privately held sports teams build stadiums, an issue that's provoked passionate debate around the nation. The Paw Sox ownership is willing to put up more than half the cost of the stadium. The state's share would be paid off from proceeds of the more than $2 million in annual taxes the team harvests from levies on player income and the sales of food and drink. The park would be publicly owned. There have been rounds of debate and public hearings on the proposal dragging on for several years. Yet there's no end in sight. Raimondo was asked about the stadium's fate last week as she walked into an elevator at the Rhode Island Convention Center. "Call Mattiello," she shouted as the door closed, and she was whisked to the street below. The Paw Sox have been part of the fabric of summer in Rhode Island for 43 years. It was owned most of that time by the avuncular Ben Mondor, a fan who steered the franchise from bankruptcy to fine baseball at affordable prices. But Mondor, who died shortly after the final pitch of the 2010 season, isn't walking back to the owner's box. The new team ownership, led by veteran baseball executive Larry Lucchino, has been deeply involved in negotiations with the state and city. Lucchino's been patient. He says he wants to keep the team in Pawtucket. But the club can't wait forever. Its lease at aging McCoy runs out in 2 years. So the owners are listening to other cities, notably Worcester. The team insists that's not a bargaining ploy. Quote, "We run a business. We need a ballpark to play in 2021, says Kim Miner, Paw Sox senior vice president. Pawtucket has a fabled past, but it's fallen on hard times in recent years. City leaders view a new stadium as an anchor of downtown revival. The state's slow response only heightens Rhode Island's dubious reputation as a place where it's tough to do business. If the Pauls can't get a deal done, Rhode Island will be left with a rusting stadium and no AAA baseball. All that will remain is the usual Ocean State trope to make some form of art, such as a documentary film or play, of loss. We already have Benny's the Musical. Does anybody really want to stage Paw Sox, the final innings?"